Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Translation. Everyone was astonished to see the decorations on the Ratha car. The car appeared to be newly made of gold, and it was as high as Mount Meru, Sumeru. Purport. In the year 1973, there was a gorgeous Ratha Yatra festival in London, England. Hari Bol. And the car was brought to Trafalgar Square. The London Daily newspaper, The Guardian, published a front page photo caption, "ISKCON Ratha Yatra is rival to the Nelson Column in Trafalgar Square." The Nelson Column is a very impressive statue of Lord Nelson. And can be seen from a good distance. Just as the residents of Puri compared the Rath Yatra car to Mount Sumeru, the residents of London considered the car rival to the Nelson Monument. Om Agnyanta Mirandasya Jnananjana Shanakaya Chakshurud Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namah Namaham Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunivadi Paschata Deshtarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gauru Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So Srila Prabhupada has, in his purport, immortalized the Trafalgar Square and Lord Nelson as well. It's wonderful to see that Prabhupada is dedicating a purport just to glorify the Rath Yatra in London. Actually, amongst all the cities in the world, you will not find a purport which glorifies, and I'm not saying with any particular ego, but the fact is Prabhupada has not glorified, dedicated a purport to any other city in any of his books other than London. So we can see that it must have been of such significance to Srila Prabhupada personally to establish that the London Rath Yatra was so gorgeous and so successful. I was meditating on this verse because sometimes you come across a purport like this in which Prabhupada has actually poured out his own deep realization and cherishment. And it's difficult to then comment on that. So I was just meditating on it. And also today is a special day for two reasons. We'll come to that. And as I was meditating, here it is mentioned how the Lord dances in the Ratha Yatra festival. And as he is dancing, people are gathered. And here is the description of the Rath, of the beautiful car, as Prabhupada says in the purport, Rath car. And it says, Rather Sajani Dekhi Loke Chamatkar. People were astonished to see how beautiful and gorgeous the Ratha was. Nabo Hemamaya Rath Sumeru Akar. Mount Sumeru is right at the center of the universe. And this Rath was as tall as Mount Sumeru. And very impressive. I was thinking, what does Rath Yatra festival signify? And why Mahaprabhu spent all his, the most significant years of his life in Jagannath Puri? Anyone, what does Rath Yatra festival signify? Govindji, you're saying something? Yes, it symbolizes bringing Krishna back to Vrindavan. And who brings Krishna back, pulls him back to Vrindavan? The Brajavasis. Specifically who? The gopis. So the Rath Yatra festival, in its deepest meaning or sense, is the love of the gopis pulling Krishna back to Vrindavan, attracting by their love. So it's the triumphance of the love of the gopis. And in the same chapter, chapter 13, text 80, there is a beautiful verse that signifies what Mahaprabhu would chant in front of the Rathakat. Do you know what he would chant? Many, many verses. One of the verse, which is the synopsis of who we are in Gaudiya Vaishnavism. Naham vipro nacha narapatihi. You heard of this verse? I'm neither a Brahman. Now, in one sense, he was born in a Brahmin family. But he said, I'm not a Brahmin. Nacha narapatihi. I'm not a Kshatriya. Naapi Vaishyo na Shudro. I'm not a Vaishya, I'm not a Shudra. So I'm not in any of the four Varanas. Naham Varani. It also means, Varani also means a Brahmachari. And also means in any Varana. Naham Varani nacha Grihapati. I'm not a Brahmachari, I'm not a Grihastha. No Vanastho Yatirva. Neither am I a vanaprasthi, nor am I a sannyasi. But Mahaprabhu was a sannyasi, in one sense. Kintu prodyan nikhila paramananda purnamritabdhe. He's saying, but I am something or someone connected to the sum total of bliss. Who is that sum total of bliss? Gopi bhartuhu. One who maintains the gopis, that personality, Krishna, Pada Kamalayo, is lotus feet, Dasa Dasa Anudas, the servant of the servant of the servant of the, not of the gopis directly, of the lotus feet of the master of the gopis. So in this way, he signified how the... Is Bhagadatta Prabhu loud? Is it okay? Is that okay? Yeah. So, he signified that the love of the gopis is the highest. And it's that love that Mahaprabhu wants to taste. Love of, specifically of Srimati Radharani. So we see Rath Yatra festival is exemplifying the love of the gopis, which is triumphant over every other thing. Now, in this purport, Prabhupada talks about London. He talks about how Trafalgar Square was rivaled by the Nelson Column, was rivaled by the Rath Yatra. And so I was thinking, trying to connect today's wonderful day with this purport. London is, since 1571, there was one Lord Gresham, I don't remember his first name, but he established the Royal Exchange in London, which was, it's still there, Royal Exchange, but now it's a dining hall, and it's a shopping center and a wedding venue. But it used to be the first place where there was money exchange. Since 1571, Mahaprabhu had passed away, but since the Goswami's time, Lord Gresham, he established the Royal Exchange. And from then on, up to this day, London is the hub or the center of finances in the world. 38% of all the foreign exchange trade even now happens in London. That's in terms of dollar value. What do you think? What is the transaction amount per day in London? Just make some guess. Per day transaction volume.
9 trillion.
9 trillion in foreign exchange? Per day?
Pounds, maybe.
It might reach that at some point, I don't know, but it's 2.85 trillion per day, dollars. That's how much money flows through London every single day. So this is a place where Lakshmi Devi is really present, isn't it? And we also know that Trafalgar Square, the Battle of Trafalgar, Cape Trafalgar is in southwest Spain. I almost passed through there. We've got a beautiful temple in Malaga, if you've been to Malaga. And then there is nearby is Marbella. And just further down is Trafalgar, which is where the Battle of Trafalgar took place, where Lord Nelson fought against the armies of Napoleon. It was in the history. School history we read. So it was the Spaniards and the French who wanted to conquer England, especially Napoleon. And this battle was decisive because Admiral Nelson, he destroyed all the naval strength of Napoleon. So Trafalgar Square signifies victory. And Prabhupada is saying, more victorious than this Nelson's column is the Rath Yatra cart. So Rath Yatra cart signifies to him, it's a great signification because he thinks of it as a victory over London. And why victory over London? Bhaktivinoda Thakur, in the year 1880, he sent a translation of his Krishna Samhita to Lord Rost, who was a German, he was a German Sanskrit orientalist. And once he received this, he was very happy, very impressed, this Lord Rost. He was extremely impressed. And he wrote back to Bhaktivinoda Thakur, thanking him. And then in the year 1896. Do you know the year 1896, significance of that? Srila Prabhupada's appearance. That's the year when Bhaktivinoda Thakur sent the Life and Precepts of Lord Chaitanya, English book, to the Royal Asiatic Society in London, praying that many, many Englishmen will one day embrace the philosophy of Lord Chaitanya. So that was Bhaktivinoda. In 1933, Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur sent his principal disciples, three of them, headed by Bhakti Hriday Bon Maharaj, to London. And it is said Srila Prabhupada, as in Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada, would sleep with the map of London under his pillow every night, thinking that one day we shall conquer London. That was his aspiration. He sent his disciples in 1933. And they were successful in converting one English lady, pensioner, and convincing her to give her home. It's still there in Wilston Green, you can visit. The Gaudiya Mission was established. And then Lord Zetland was the honorary director of the Gaudiya Mission. And every week Lord Zetland and others would gather together and read from the books of Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. So Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur was extremely happy. So Prabhupada, knowing how happy Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, how happy Bhaktivinod Thakur would be, knowing that London, we are having a Rath Yatra, and thousands of people have gathered and are following. That is why he wants to put this in the purport as a personal contribution to the desire, fulfillment of the desire of his own spiritual master. And like I said, London is the heart of the financial world. Everything finance, 38%, it's actually the top financial city in the world, where Lakshmi Devi is triumphant. And by saying that in London, where Lakshmi Devi is triumphant, the Rath Yatra, which exemplifies or signifies the love of the gopis of Vrindavan, is more triumphant on London. When I meditated on that, I thought of a wonderful episode which appears in the Madhya Leela, chapter 9. You must go home and read. In which Lord Chaitanya is traveling to South India. And while he's traveling to South India, he reaches Sri Rangakshetra, which is actually an island, if you've been there. It's an island on all sides surrounded by the river Kaveri. So when he reaches this wonderful place, Sri Rangakshetra, he of course goes and dances in front of the deities, he has loud kirtan. And looking at him, everyone, all the residents of Sri Rangakshetra are deeply enamored. One particular personality by the name of Venkata Bhatta was extremely attracted. He invites Lord Chaitanya to come to his house. Lord Chaitanya accepts the invitation. He goes to his house. And Venkata Bhatta washes the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya. And the water that washed the feet of Lord Chaitanya, he distributes amongst his family members. Amongst his family members is his little son, 7-year-old, by the name of Gopal. And Gopal becomes, as soon as he tastes the water that washed the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya, he becomes completely enthralled and ecstatic. And all the family members equally feel a great attraction for Lord Chaitanya. At that time, Venkata Bhatta makes a proposal to Lord Chaitanya. He says, "My dear Lord, you may not have noticed, but from tomorrow the Chaturmas begins. And it is customary for a sannyasi, for a yati, not to travel during the Chaturmas period. So I urge you humbly that you stay with us in our humble home and make yourself comfortable here." Mahaprabhu, looking at the service attitude of Venkata Bhatta, he decides to stay there. And Venkata Bhatta tells him, "You see, when we meet as devotees, we may do so many things. We could dance together, feast together." But Venkata Bhatta specifically tells Mahaprabhu, "When you stay here, your purpose will be You will do the katha and we will listen. So the highest form of association is where katha of the Lord is being spoken. Not things of the world or the gossip of the world, but the katha of the Lord. Because that is the dhana, that is the wealth that a devotee carries. As the gopis also said, tava katham ritam tapta jivanam. So, Mahaprabhu is very pleased. He stays there. And Venkat Bhat, over the period of 4 months, develops some affection with Mahaprabhu. The degree that Mahaprabhu feels very comfortable in cracking jokes with Venkat Bhat. One day, as part of the discussion, Mahaprabhu is asking Venkat Bhat a very interesting question. Mahaprabhu says, and I'm going to quote the verses from Chaitanya Charitamrita because they are very sweet and wonderful essence is there. So, Mahaprabhu tells, Lakshmi Devi, you worship Lakshmi Narayan, Venkat Bhat, your whole family, you are followers of Sripad Ramanujacharya, who is a great Vaishnavacharya, who appeared in 1089 AD, so almost 1,000 years ago. So Ramanujacharya, he is given the principle that one must worship Lakshmi and Narayan. So Venkat Bhat, you are worshipping Lakshmi and Narayan, which is wonderful. But I have a question for you. Just see how Mahaprabhu is questioning Venkat Bhat. He's saying, Prabhu kahe, Bhatta tomar lakhi thak thakurani, kanta bhaksha sthita pati brata shiromani. Prabhu kahe, Bhatta tomar lakhmi thakurani. Your worshipable Lakshmi Devi, Kanta Baksha Sthita, she is always residing on the chest of Narayan. And hence she is Pativrata Shiromani. She is the best of Pativrata lady, one who is devoted to her husband. She never leaves the chest of her, the association of her husband. And yet I have a confusion. Mahaprabhu is asking Venkat Bhat, what is my confusion? He says, Amar Thakur Krishna Gopa Gocharak. My Thakur Krishna, he is just a cowherd boy. Shadbhi hoya kene chahe tahara sangam. Your Lakshmi Devi is a sadhvi. She is very pure, very chaste. Only chaste towards Narayan. And yet, she wants association of my Lord Krishna. Why is that? Mahaprabhu is trying to show, you will see the how the conversation goes. So, of course, when Venkat Bhat hears this, he says, oh, there is no discrepancy. Narayan and Krishna, there is no difference between them. Krishna is simply a more joyful and playful aspect of Narayan. And hence there is no harm in Lakshmi Devi associating with Krishna. Are you following what he is saying? No harm in Lakshmi Devi associating with Krishna. Because it's the same personality in a different expansion. Then Mahaprabhu says, oh, okay. He says, but I have further question. He says, the reality is, Lakshmi Devi wants to associate with Krishna, wants his dust, but she has no access. See, first Mahaprabhu said why she wants the association. When he said there is no difference between Narayan and Krishna, Mahaprabhu says, Actually, or factually speaking, she could never get association of Krishna. So if you go to Braj, there is a beautiful place on the eastern bank of Yamuna, which is called as Belavan. It's also known as Shrivan. And that's where Lakshmi Devi, it is said, she is even now meditating, waiting to be given permission so that she can cross across the Yamuna and become a witness in the Rasasthali in Vrindavan. She is still meditating. So here Mahaprabhu is saying, your Lakshmi Devi, she could never gain entrance. So now Venkat Bhat is wondering how to answer. To make it even more pointed and to poke some more fun, Mahaprabhu is quoting a verse from 10th canto, chapter 16, verse 36. We know chapter 16, very famous. It is chapter of Kaliya Mardan, or Kaliya, not Mardan, but Daman. Thank you. His victory over Kaliya. So in this chapter, the wives of Kaliya are praying to Krishna. They are saying, Kasyanubhavosya Nadeva Vidmahe. We don't understand what our husband must have done. What kind of good fortune he has. Why they are saying that? The wives of the Kaliya snake. Why do you think they are saying that? Huh? Yes. Tavangri Renu. The dust of your lotus feet. Sparshadhikara. They say that generally this adhikar of receiving the dust of the lotus feet of yours, Krishna, is not attained by Brahma. Why? He is predominantly mode of passion. I am saying the three deva, Brahma, Vishnu and Shiva. So Lord Shiva cannot get, because he is predominantly mode of tamas. Lord Vishnu cannot get, because he is predominantly mode of goodness. Well, in one sense, he is an expansion. But he says nobody can get. The wives are saying nobody has the adhikar to have the dust of your feet on their head. And yet, our husband, who is so sinful, what did he do? We don't know what he must have done. In fact, not only no one has adhikar, further, they are saying, and this is like poking real fun at Venkata Bhat. Mahaprabhu is trying to do that. You read the episode, you will understand yourself. Yadvan Chaya Shri. Shri means Lakshmi Devi. Lakshmi Devi really wants to have the dust of the lotus feet of Krishna, really wants to participate in the pastime of Krishna. Lala Narchatapo. And for that she is doing tapasya. Vihaya Kaman. Giving up all other desires, giving up her husband, Narayan. She is doing tapasya. Suchiram. For a long time. Dhritavrata. With a firm resolution that she must associate with Krishna. And yet, she does not get association. So actually what Mahaprabhu is saying is, Kaliya, who is a demoniac serpent, he also got association of Krishna, his lotus feet on his head. But your Lakshmi Devi did not get. Can you see how he is trying to get Venkat Bhat to wonder? And then he says, Venkat Bhat says, look, I am an ordinary living entity. You are the Supreme Lord. You are putting fun at me, but I cannot answer your questions. It's beyond me. It's beyond me to answer your questions. At that time, Mahaprabhu says, because Venkat Bhat urges Mahaprabhu to give the answer, Mahaprabhu says that actually, only the gopis are qualified to take the association of Krishna. Lakshmi Devi is not qualified. He quotes Uddhav. When Uddhav meets the gopis, Uddhav is saying in 10th canto, chapter 47, verse 60, he says, Nayam Shriyonga Unitantarate Prasada. This prasada, this mercy of yours, my lord, is not even attainable by Shri. Only Labdha Shisham Ya Udagad Vrajavallabhinam. Only the Vrajavallabhi, only the gopis can attain your mercy. And so, Mahaprabhu is telling Venkat Bhat that actually the reason your Lakshmi Devi cannot associate is because only gopis are allowed. And then, to prompt the right answer, so what do you think is the answer? Why Lakshmi Devi was not allowed to associate with the Lord? She's still meditating. She's not ready to give up Aishwarya. Is that the only answer? Is there any other answer? Anything more? Yes, Prabhu. She vicariously enjoys, she does not need to. Well, apparently she wants to, right? So why? Mahaprabhu responds, yes? You want to add something? No? So, Mahaprabhu responds, Mahaprabhu says, let me try and get the right, Mahaprabhu is prompting Venkat Bhat. He says that actually, the association of Krishna was possible by the Shrutis, the Veda mantras. One type of gopis were the Shruti Janya gopis, which means the Shrutis, they appeared as gopis. In Brihad Vamana Purana, it is mentioned how the Richas of the Vedas and the Upanishads, the mantras of the Upanishad, they appeared as gopis. And they took association. So they meditated for many, many, many millennia, yugas. And then in a particular kalpa, I believe the Saraswata kalpa, they appear. And they got association as the gopis. So Mahaprabhu is prompting. He's saying from 10th canto, chapter 87, verse 23, and I will not quote the verse. But the Shrutis are praying. Chapter 87 is very famous as the prayers of the personified Vedas, Prabhupada says. Yeah. So the personified Vedas, they are praying. And the last line they say, Vayam apite sama samadrisho angri saroja sudha. We are also able to taste the nectar of your lotus feet, just like the gopis. The Shrutis are praying. And Jiva Goswami in his commentary, Kramasandarbha, to this verse, he says, the Upanishads like Gopala Tapani Upanishads, who are directly glorifying Krishna, they are making this prayer. So if you look at the conversation between Mahaprabhu and Venkat Bhatta, Mahaprabhu is now saying, please tell me the reason why Lakshmi Devi could not associate with Krishna, even when the Shrutis could associate, even when the Vedas could appear again as personified gopis and associate. So now, does anyone want to reply? Why do you think that the Shrutis could, but Lakshmi Devi could not? Yes? Mahaprabhu gives the reason. And the reason is this beautiful verse, Madhya Leela, chapter 9, 124 onwards. Mahaprabhu says, Shruti pai lakhmina pai ithe ki karan. What is the reason why Shruti achieved the association of Krishna, but Lakshmi did not achieve? Bhatta kohe iha praveshte nare moraman. He said, Bhatta, Venkat Bhatta said, my mind cannot enter into this kind of understanding. You only answer your own question. Prabhu kohe krishne rekha shabhava vilakhan. Mahaprabhu said, Krishna's nature is very special. What is that special thing? Shomadhurje sharbachitta kore akarshan. With his sweetness, he attracts everyone's mind. Braja loker bhabe jai kore bhajan. One who does bhajan following the footsteps of the Brajavasis. Shai jana paya braje brajendra nandan. Only they can attain Krishna. One who performs bhakti in the footsteps of Brajavasis. That is Raganuga bhakti, not Vaidhi bhakti. Vaidhi bhakti can only lead to Vaikuntha. Mahaprabhu in Chaitanya Charitamrita it is said, Raganuga bhakti is what leads to association of Brajendra Nandan. Shruti gan gopi ganer anugata haya. Why Shrutis could take association of Krishna? Because gopi ganer anugata haya. They followed the gopis of Vrindavan. Brajeshwari suta bhaje gopi bhavalaya. Because they worshipped the Lord following the footsteps of the gopis. So, finally he also adds, Lakshmi chahe shai dehe krishnera sangam. Lakshmi, she wants in her own very body, without giving up her body, without giving up the Aishwarya, she wants to have association with Krishna. Gopika anuga hoya na koilo bhajan. She did not do bhajan following the footsteps of the gopis. That is why. Any amount of austerity, any amount of knowledge, any amount of beauty, any amount of opulence will not attract Krishna unless one follows the footsteps of the gopis. Now for us, practically, what does it mean to become Raganuga Bhakta? All our acharyas from time immemorial, you can say, yeah, all the acharyas, they are all direct confidential associates of Srimati Radharani and Lalita Sakhi and others. So by us following the Raganuga path or following the gopis, it directly means that we should follow the instructions and the direction of the Guru Parampara. Then we are following the path of the gopis, because they are all perfected as the confidential servants of the gopis. We can see, and I don't want to go through all the names, but every name in our Guru Parampara has a particular reference to their original personality as a Manjari, for example. Siddhanta Svita. So, we understand that only through this Raganuga can one become an associate of the Lord. And in this way, Mahaprabhu showed that the love of the gopis is triumphant over the desire or the strength of Lakshmi Devi. So when I was reading this verse in the purport, I was thinking how Prabhupada is glorifying Ratha Yatra, which signifies the love of the gopis, being triumphant in London, which signifies the heart of the finance world, right? So how Venkat Bhatta in that conversation understands that ultimately Lakshmi Devi has no scope compared to
the gopis of Vrindavan. So here Prabhupada is giving the same. And with this, I was meditating on the same personality, Venkat Bhatt, his young son Gopal. He later on, he was so attached to Lord Chaitanya that even while Lord Chaitanya was staying in the house of Gopal, Gopal was, one day, he had a dream. In the dream, he saw Lord Chaitanya, not as a sannyasi, but as beautiful Navadvip Chandra. He saw Lord Chaitanya as Navadvip Chandra. And as Navadvip Chandra, Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda, Advaita Prabhu, they were all walking along with little Gopal and telling him, come, come with us, join us. And Gopal was extremely eager and happy to run behind them. Just at that very moment, his eyes opened and he realized he's actually in his home. But Lord Chaitanya is there as a sannyasi, staying there. He immediately ran to Lord Chaitanya, crying and saying, my dear Lord, I want to see your original form. And Lord Chaitanya shows little Gopal his original form as Krishna. And Lord Chaitanya embraces him. And at that point, Gopal has decided that he will follow Lord Chaitanya. Of course, Lord Chaitanya tells him that you have a very special family. Venkata, your father, Tirumala, his brother, Tirumala Bhatta, and your other uncle, Prabodhananda, who later on became Prabodhananda Saraswati, who wrote beautiful works like Sri Radha Sudhanidhi. Prabodhananda Saraswati, without him we would not have understood the glories of Vraj, practically. So, please, Gopal, you stay with your uncles, your parents, serve them until their last days. And then, you should leave your home and go to Vrindavan. Two of my associates. So Mahaprabhu's visit to South India was in the year 1511. Gopal was just a 7-year-old boy. He says, when you are ready, when the time is right, you leave. When the parents are gone, you've served them, you leave the family, go to Vraj and take shelter of two of my very confidential associates, Rupa and Sanatan. Bear in mind, Rupa Sanatan were not there already. He was, Mahaprabhu is Krishna, he's saying it in advance. And take their shelter. They will treat you as their brother. So of course, when Gopal performs his duties and the time has come, Venkat Bhatt leaves. At that time, Prabodhananda has already left and he has gone to Braj. Prabodhananda, uncle, he's already in Braj. Now Gopal, after serving his family, when the family, the parents are gone, he leaves, he goes to Braj, and in Braj, he takes the shelter of Rupa and Sanatan. Over there in Jagannath Puri, Lord Chaitanya is, in his daily routine, he would visit two personalities, Haridas Thakur and Gadadhar Pandit. So he is visiting Gadadhar Pandit in which temple? Tota Gopinath. He is visiting there and they are discussing Srimad Bhagavatam. So Gadadhar Pandit is the duty of Radharani. Mahaprabhu is Radha and Krishna combined. So you can imagine when they are discussing Bhagavatam, it is of a different caliber. Just at that point, a message comes, a letter. A letter comes from Rupa and Sanatan. The message reads, "Your very dear devotee, Gopal, has arrived in Vrindavan." Mahaprabhu is so, of course, the pastime is very, very detailed. I am giving the synopsis of the synopsis of the synopsis, just because we have about 15-20 minutes. Mahaprabhu, out of his sheer pleasure of knowing that Gopal has actually followed his instruction. Nothing pleases great personalities more than their instructions being followed. Every single day we must meditate on the instructions we have received from our seniors, Vaishnavas, as well as our Guru, Srila Prabhupada, Acharya. And are we following these instructions sincerely and with all seriousness? So Mahaprabhu, understanding that Gopal has actually arrived, he sends three things, three gifts. He sends his kopin. Kopin is undergarment. Mahaprabhu sends his seat, wooden seat, on which Mahaprabhu would sit. It is small seat. And Mahaprabhu sends his mala. These three are sent to Gopal. Gopal cherishes these as the maha of the Lord and worships. Gopal is also extremely learned. He is learned, but being learned in itself is not very glorious. He has deep devotion and chastity towards the message of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So with that in mind, he writes, he composes, trying to synthesize all the works of the Sri Prabhupada stayed in Radha Damodar Mandir. And Prabhupada, in one of the class I was recently hearing last week, every morning I try to hear Prabhupada for an hour. And this particular morning was really beautiful because Prabhupada was talking about his own personal realizations of staying in Radha Damodar. So he said, this place, Radha Damodar, Gopal Bhatt Goswami would come every day and he would read Srimad Bhagavatam. And Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami would sit, listen, and then the three of them would discuss. And Jiva Goswami would sit there in the corner and take notes. And Raghunath Das and Raghunath Bhatt Goswami would be blissful just looking at the interaction between them. Later on, we find that in Radhakund, Raghunath Bhatt Goswami, it is mentioned in Chaitanya Charitamrita as well, Krishnas Kaviraj Goswami says how in Radhakund, Raghunath Bhatt Goswami, his constant seva was to sing the verses of Srimad Bhagavatam in different meters, in different melodious tunes. And that way the Goswamis would relish hearing from Bhatt Goswami. So like this, all of them were assembled there. Actually, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Leela, 10th chapter. Yes, it says how Gopal Bhatta would regularly meet Rupa and Sanatan, and they would associate discussing Bhagavatam. There's only one verse. Actually, this Gopal who went to Vraj. He later on became Gopala Bhatta Goswami, known as Gopala Bhatta Goswami. So Srila Gopala Bhatta Goswami is no ordinary personality. And in fact, he is so humble that he also told Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami. Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami went to all the Goswamis and senior Vaishnavas seeking blessing for writing Chaitanya Charitamrita. Gopala Bhatta Goswami said, I will give you my blessing on one condition. Condition is, you shall never mention anything about me in your work. Then I will bless you. So Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami reluctantly agreed. So we find that there is only mention of Gopala Bhatta Goswami, I think, 3 times in Adilila, once in Madhyalila, twice in Antilila. 6 times, that's it. And all those mentions practically are Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami paying obeisances to the 6 Goswamis, and Gopala Bhatta, his name is there amongst the 6, that's all. No special mention about his pastimes or anything. Such humility. As Gopala Bhatta Goswami, he exemplified many wonderful qualities, one of which was simplicity of living. He had visited Gandaki River in Nepal. Prabhu is from Nepal. So there's a Gandaki River where Shaligram Shilas are found. So he went and he found 12 Shaligram Shilas. Some say Gopal Shila or Damodar Shilas. And these 12 Shilas he would worship every day. Of course, it's a long pastime how once he was worshipping them and then he had put them, and we find different accounts from the current Goswamis of Radharaman Temple, from Prabhupada's account, from some Gaudiya account. We find some little differences in the details. I think it is very... Hare Krishna. So, one of this account is that he worshipped the deity and he hung the 12 shaligram in a little bag on top of the branch of a tree, and then he was doing his other activities. And later on, he had a feeling, because there was some rich man who was distributing clothes and, you know, different ornaments for the deities of the other Goswamis. So he had a thought, oh, how can I offer, if any of you worship Shaligram, you know, you can't dress Shaligram. You could put a crown if you want, but more than a crown and a few other little things, you can't really have like a full-on dressing of Shaligram. So he was thinking, I wish I could also make lovely offering to the deities. This is one account. The other account is, Mahaprabhu had told him that you go, stay in Vraj, I will see you again. Remember this. He said, I will see you again. Mahaprabhu had promised. But the reality is, Mahaprabhu disappeared from this world and actually never saw Gopala Bhatta Goswami. So he had this deep sense of emptiness in his heart. Mahaprabhu had promised me he will see me. But he's not shown himself to me all these years. So now it was the year 1542. And in this year, 1542, he was meditating, and he, in that meditation, shuts his eyes and he suddenly opens his eyes and he sees that the cloth and the box which he used to put the shaligram in, that box lid is open. So he thinks, oh, maybe a snake has entered the box. So he tries to open the lid and move, but nothing moves. It seems there is something inside. And he opens the lid and he sees that the actually this one of this pastime is, or this account is, that he has the darshan of Lord Chaitanya in the form of a beautiful deity, which is maybe not very big, this kind of a height. And that deity is the deity of Shri Shri Radharaman Dev. So Radharaman Dev appears in this way. 12 Shilas come together. Even Bhagavatam says that Dvadashatmakam, Krishna has 12 limbs, 12 cantos of Bhagavatam, 12 Shilas come together to become Shri Radharaman Dev. Extremely beautiful deities. You must, if you have not been to Vrindavan. In fact, it is the only deity, the original deity of the Goswamis, that is still finds its presence in Vrindavan. And Gopal, of course, Gopal Bhatta Goswami, he is not married. So he had many disciples. One such disciple was Gopinath Pujari, whom he had entrusted to worship the Radharaman deities. So Gopinath Pujari worshipped Radharaman deities. And then Gopal Bhatta Goswami told Gopinath Pujari, who will worship the deities after I am gone? So you should have family life, you should have a wife and children. But Gopinath Pujari was not interested. So he had a cousin by the name of Damodar. So he introduced Damodar to Gopal Bhatta Goswami. Damodar also became a wonderful devotee. And Damodar married, and his descendants are today the Goswamis of Radharaman Mandir. They are the descendants of this Damodar Pujari. And these descendants, they are all over actually India, they are spread. Mainly in Uttar Pradesh, but practically all over India you find them. Even in Gujarat, Surat, they are there. So, I think there are 5 houses distributed, the seva is distributed amongst the 5 houses, and whoever is the male descendant, they worship, they go in turns and they worship the Radharaman deities which are there in Braj today. So in this way, Gopal Bhatta Goswami, he entrusted. Now, there is another very mystical connection. Does anyone know or remember rather, when was the royal exchange established? Which year? 1571. Good! You're listening. 1571. Keep that year in mind, yeah? Now, Gopal Bhatta Goswami had many disciples, but the prominent amongst them was, actually there was one, do you want to hear the full pastime or just a glimpse? I can just give you a glimpse anyway. I'll try and make it. I need to in my mind think what to say, what not to say, how much to say. So there was one beautiful personality. He was always attracted to this young boy of Nadia. Young boy of Nadia, Lord Chaitanya. Yeah. This personality was attracted to him, and he followed Mahaprabhu or Lord Chaitanya to Katwa. Katwa is where Mahaprabhu took sannyas. And when Mahaprabhu took sannyas, Krishna Chaitanya, he took sannyas. This personality, he got so stunned by the fact that, oh, Chaitanya has taken sannyas, he is going to go. He kept saying, Chaitanya, Chaitanya, Chaitanya. And from that day, he could not say anything other than Chaitanya. Can you imagine how attached he was to Lord Chaitanya? And he got the name Chaitanya Das. And his son was a wonderful, sweet, gentle soul by the name of Srinivas. And this Srinivas When he grew up a little bit, he wanted to go and take shelter of Mahaprabhu. So he goes to Jagannath Puri. When he reaches Jagannath Puri, he sees people are actually on the Atharnala Ghat. If you go to Puri, there is still a bridge. It has 18 Nalas. Nalas means, anyway, I don't know how to explain. It's not streams. It's canals or something. Yeah, there's a bridge with 18 arches. Yeah, yeah, that's probably a good way of saying. So, huh?
Bushy arches.
Bushy arches, yes. Bushy arches. And Dandabhangi River. Huh? When Nityananda Prabhu broke the staff of Mahaprabhu. Anyway, this is a different pastime. But so he saw, Srinivas saw, everyone is coming out of Puri and they are all crying. Srinivas asked, "What happened? Why are you all so sad?" Hare Krishna. Yeah, good. So, the devotees, they said that actually Mahaprabhu has left this world. So, we are orphaned. So, he says, Srinivas says, "Oh, what is the purpose of my being alive? Let me commit suicide. I came all the way here from Navadvip to have shelter of Mahaprabhu." So then, Mahaprabhu, anyway, there's a long pastime. He then goes to Gadadhar Pandit. He's instructed to go to Gadadhar Pandit. Gadadhar Pandit, he's still there. But Srinivas Acharya wants to learn Srimad Bhagavatam from Gadadhar Pandit, from Mahaprabhu originally. Now Gadadhar Pandit. Gadadhar Pandit says, "My copy of Bhagavatam, because of the tears of separation, I am unable to read. It's not even legible because it's all gone. So you will have to fetch me a good copy of Bhagavatam, then I can teach you." So Srinivas says, "Okay, I will go and get a new copy." He goes all the way to Navadvip where there are nice scribes. In Puri, the scribes, they write in Odia. In Navadvip, they write in Bengali. The copy of Gadadhar Pandit, there is a photograph of the copy of Bhagavatam of Gadadhar Pandit, is written in Bengali script. So he goes all the way to Bengal. Now the scribes, nowadays you want Bhagavatam, you can just, printing press is there, you get Bhagavatam so easily. In those days it would take at least 1 year to copy the whole manuscript of Bhagavatam. So 1 year he stays there to get a very beautiful copy of Bhagavatam. He comes back to Puri and there he realizes Gadadhar Pandit, out of separation, has left this world. So Janva Mata says, "Don't worry, Srinivas. You go to Braj and study under Rupa and Sanatan." So Srinivas says, "Let me go to all the senior associates of Mahaprabhu before they disappear and take their blessings." So he takes a detour going to, you know, different places, and then, anyway, it's a long pastime, but he goes to different places up north and comes down, and he comes to Braj, and he enters Braj through Mathura. In Mathura there is a beautiful place called Vishram Ghat. So he's at Vishram Ghat, and there he finds all the Gaudiya Vaishnavas bathing in the Vishram Ghat, as if they are bathing for some tarpan or something. And they are all crying, and he says, "What is the matter?" And they say, "Oh, you don't know. The wealth of our heart, Rup and Sanatan, they are no more. They have left this world." So Srinivas says, now this is an indication I have to give up my life. So while he faints, hearing this, Rup Sanatan come to his dream and say, "Go to Gopal Bhatt, take initiation from him." So he goes to Gopal Bhatt Goswami, immediately falls at his feet. Gopal Bhatt Goswami engages Srinivas in the duty of studying Srimad Bhagavatam under Jiva Goswami. He says, I cannot teach you Bhagavatam, you learn from Jiva Goswami. Now, Gopal Bhatt Goswami is humble. Actually, if you read, now many things are coming to my mind, so please forgive me, but Jiva Goswami, if you read Tattva Sandarbha, he writes in Tattva Sandarbha that one particular South Indian Brahmin, a great devotee, had composed everything that I am writing. He had already composed notes, but it was not in proper chronological order or logical order. I am simply rearranging what this great South Indian Brahmin has already written. Because Gopal Bhatta had an instruction for everyone, don't mention my name anywhere. So, Jiva Goswami doesn't directly mention. Actually, even in Bhagavat Sandarbha, Jiva Goswami says that what I am writing is nothing new. It's only a rehashing of what this great personality, referring to Gopal Bhatta Goswami, has done. So, the six Sandarbhas, which are the seminal work of the Gaudiya Sampradaya, actually owe their root to Gopal Bhatta Goswami. So, this Gopal Bhatta Goswami says, I cannot teach you Bhagavatam, you go to Jiva. So Srinivas, he goes to Jiva, and his classmates are two other people. What are their name? Beautiful devotees. Narottam Das Thakur and Shyamananda Pandit. Now, Narottam Das Thakur is a disciple of Loknath Goswami. So Jiva Goswami actually gave them these titles. Srinivas, he gave the title of Acharya. So he became Srinivas Acharya. Narottam, like we have graduation ceremony, right? After learning, Srinivas was given title Acharya, Narottam was given title Thakur, and Shyamananda was given title of Pandit. So these three, they studied under Jiva Goswami. And after finishing, the three were given an instruction, Guru Dakshina. What was the Guru Dakshina? They had to go with all the copies, because by this time there was a lot of Mughal oppression. Akbar's reign was finished. Then Jahangir, and then what's his name? Aurangzeb was soon to appear on the scene. Shahjahan and Aurangzeb was soon to appear on the scene. So Jiva Goswami has this forward thinking. He told that my Guru Dakshina from you three is, you will go in different directions in Bengal and Orissa with cartload of copies of Goswami's books, the first book distribution party. And where was this instruction given? It was given in Sri Sri Radha Damodar Mandir. That's where the book distribution originated. So the three went. And who are these three? So Narottam Das Thakur is disciple of Loknath Goswami. Shyamanand Pandit is a disciple of Hriday Chaitanya. Hriday Chaitanya is? Is Gauridas Pandit's disciple. And Srinivas is disciple of Gopal Bhatta Goswami. Now, Srinivas had a disciple known as Ramachandra Kaviraj. Today is a special day, because today is the appearance day of Gopal Bhatta Goswami and the disappearance day of Ramachandra Kaviraj. And Ramachandra Kaviraj was best friend of Narottam Das Thakur. So actually, Narottam Das Thakur is more like a classmate of Srinivas, but his disciple is the best friend of Narottam. So Ramachandra Sangha Mage Narottama Das. Many, many bhajans he says, I want your association, Ramachandra. So you can see, in spiritual sense, there is no inner fights. My guru, your guru, this, that. No, this is very congenial way of working together for satisfying the Goswamis. So they three go. Now here is the thing. year do you think they started the book distribution program? When was it decided?
1571.
Oh! Why 1571? Yes, there is at least one account. There is one account which says the distribution commenced in 1583, and there are two accounts which point to the year 1571. So the book distribution started in 1896. Bhaktivinod sends the Life and Precepts of Lord Chaitanya the same year Srila Prabhupada appears in this world. Our Srila Prabhupada, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada appears. And then he, in 1973, the grand Ratha Yatra happens in London, which is immortalized in this purport, which signifies the glory of the Sankirtan movement that started in 1571, taking over the financial capital. Lakshmi Devi rules here actually in London. It's all about money. If we are living in London means we are money minded. There is no if but option. Everyone is. Because Lakshmi Devi's prabhav is there here. So much influence. 38% of the global foreign exchange happens here even today. So, Rath Yatra, which is the love of the gopis, is triumphant over London, which signifies the heart of Lakshmi Devi, at least on earth at this moment. Which is the same conversation that Venkat Bhatt, the father of Gopala Bhatta Goswami, is having. How? Gopis are more triumphant, their love is superior to that of Lakshmi Devi. So this was my meditation. Actually, the whole class was just a meditation that I had. Okay, I will stop here, take a few questions or comments or corrections, if anyone has anything to add. Anyone? Yes.
The rest of the class, we will hear in 129 Camrose Avenue.
Hare Krishna. Any other comments, questions? Yes.
Thank you for your very, very interesting class. Here's a question. As you mentioned, Lakshmi, there's no fault on her part being attracted to the Rasa dance because Krishna and Narayana are non-different. But in the same way, Balaram and Krishna are also non-different. Does that mean that Balaram's gopis can desire to be in Krishna's Rasa dance? And would they get access?
Yeah, that's a wonderful question. Now, in terms of technicality, yeah, desire can be... anyone can have any kind of desire. What do they desire? Would they desire? We don't find any reference in any of the Goswami works of the gopis of Balaramji desiring association of Krishna directly. So they are just satisfied. And Lakshmi Devi is... Actually, I should also add that after this exchange with Venkat Bhatt, the exchange does not finish with Venkat Bhatt being convinced that Lord Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, not Narayan, and Lakshmi Devi's limitation is preventing her from associating with gopis. It doesn't finish there. The conversation, he continues and says, if you read the 9th chapter of Madhya Leela, he says, "Oh, I was just joking, Venkat, don't worry." He says, "Actually, there's no difference between Lakshmi and gopis. Lakshmi is just an expansion of the gopis. There's no difference between Narayan and Krishna, but Narayan is the expansion of Krishna and Lakshmi is the expansion of the gopis. And they have their individual desires to..." Are the lights off? Okay. So, could we tell them? Yeah. So, yeah. So, this is... So, we don't find that... Any other questions or comments? Yes.
Hare Krishna Prabhu. Thank you so much for the wonderful lecture. My question is regarding Vaidhi Bhakti and Raghunanda Bhakti. So we do follow Vaidhi Bhakti.
We follow both.
Both?
So yes.
Can you elaborate on that?
Oh, that's another class. Yeah. What I can suggest you read is Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Madhya Leela. Oh, let me give you very specific. You can read the Samvad between Lord Chaitanya and Rupa Goswami from Chaitanya Charitamrita. Once you have read, understood, discussed it with some devotees, this section, you can then read Nectar of Devotion, the first 19 chapters. After the first 19 chapters, you can read the original Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Then we can go into Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu Bindu by Vishwanath Chakravi Thakur. And to clarify specifics of Raganuga Bhakti, after writing Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu Bindu, Vishwanath Chakravi Thakur composed Raga Vartama Chandrika, which is more specific, dealing with only those verses of the Eastern Wave which deals with Raganuga Bhakti, where he is completely given the details of down to every step. In brief, Srila Prabhupada gave us the complete package, not just Vaidhi, but Raganuga. If we were only Vaidhi Bhaktas, it's directly said in Chaitanya Charitamrita and through this episode also of Lakshmi Devi. Lakshmi Devi, all she does is Vaidhi Bhakti. That's why she is with Narayan. If we are only Vaidhi Bhaktas, we will only reach Narayan. I'm not saying this. It's in Chaitanya Charitamrita. So did Prabhupada only take us to the platform of us going to Narayan? Well, of course not. Anyway, it's a bigger topic. But that statement that we only perform Vaidhi Bhakti, it is either a misunderstanding or limitation of our own understanding of the process. Because Raganuga Bhakti is what takes us to Krishna. Okay, one last question, yes.
Thank you for the wonderful class. I have a small doubt, maybe not the right place, but if you can shed a little bit of light and give some reference to read about. I just came across a Lakshmi Devi as well. There is Lakshmi Devi and a concept, I'm not sure if that is true.
Yeah.
Lakshmi Devi, and what's its significance in our normal life?
Yeah, there is a shadow of Lakshmi Devi which is known as a Lakshmi. Anyway, we learn about, you see, there is something called as, sometimes we just are curious. One Mataji, she called me 6-7 times. And I said, okay, what is, some urgent question must be there. I answered the question, she said, Prabhu, I really need to know, who is the grandfather of Rukmini Devi? So I said, okay, this personality is the grandfather of Rukmini Devi. It's like a quiz question, right? So then she said, but how is he related to such and such Shurasena? Anyway, she went on. At one point I said, Mataji, this is just dry curiosity. It does not help you in your bhajan. It doesn't help you in your devotional service. We have to give up these dry curiosities. Yes, I did answer your question. Lakshmi is a reflection of Lakshmi. And because she is a reflection, she is not real Lakshmi. The money that you handle, pound, pennies, is actually, technically, now we don't need to go in technicality, is a Lakshmi, because she is not the spiritual Lakshmi Devi who constantly serves Narayan. But when that pound and penny is engaged in the service of Krishna, the same pound and penny is Lakshmi. When the same pound and penny is for my happiness, it is Lakshmi. She cannot be serving me. But a Lakshmi can. The shadow can. I've given you the synopsis. No further reading is needed. You ask the question where you can read more. There's no need to further read. Curiosity can be killed at some point. Otherwise, curiosity kills the cat. Right? Okay. We will stop here.
Please, let us pray to
Srila Gopala Goswami. And Srila Ramachandra Kaviraj, that we may develop the love for the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya like they have, and we may be graced by the mercy of Sri Sri Radha Raman Dev. Srila Gopal Bhatta Goswami ki, Ramachandra Kaviraj ki, Sri Sri Radha Raman Dev ki, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Samaveda Bhakta Vrinda ki jai, Gaur Premanande Hari Bol.
Thank you very much.
Bhagavad Gita book distribution ki.